y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you were safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running the race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You stay on that narrow path. You keep on the armor of God. And you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the evening, getting us through the weekend, getting us through the night, just getting us through traffic, getting us throughout our day at work, school, whatever your habits or your routines are throughout the day. Just thank the Lord that he got you through and he protected you from all the vices of the world, all these negative influences, all these things going on around you. You are still embracing that narrow path, amen. So just praise the Lord for that, for him to get you through, all right? His outstretched arm, his mighty hand, the finger of God is definitely doing it for us, amen. So we got to stay grateful, people. Your situation may not be the best right now, but bless the person whose hope is in the Lord. Bless the person whose trust is in the Lord, okay? He will never leave you nor forsake you, so always keep that in mind, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Brothers and sisters in the faith, I love you all. I appreciate all of you for listening, supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all, okay? So let's always uplift each other in the Lord and always encourage each other in Christ and help out as many people as we can where we're at, all right? We've got to be useful for God. Let us always be used by the Father, all right? Let everything always be Holy Spirit-led. Let us be led by His Spirit, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the beasts, all the creatures, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the mountains, all the trees, all the plants. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, most definitely, y'all. Let us sing a new song to the Most High, y'all. We have to, okay? Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let's just gather together, fellowship, gather prayers, sing and rejoice in joyful noise, dancing, new instrument, new song to sing. Just praise it, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him how you're praising people, worship in spirit and truth, and serve him with gladness and joy, okay? Rejoice, always rejoice, all right, y'all? We have to, people. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, ready to go, blameless, all right? No filth, no abomination, no detestable thing, no nothing. Come back for the clean, wise, faithful virgins, okay? So you keep your lamps and your oils. You stay watchful and pray. You stay diligent and busy for the kingdom. Keep getting that work in for the Father, y'all. Keep that kingdom work in, all right? Half the people, keep your lamps and your oils, all right? Most definitely. Let us know the Lord better and get closer to him day by day. Keep seeking his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. All right. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let's obey all of the word of God. And let us always obey whatever he told us to do personally. Any affirmations, any confirmations, anything personal, according to your purpose, a calling that he called you to do, do it. All right. Got to stay in obedience in these times that we're in. People have to. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So appreciate all of you for listening. I hope that you all settle down and calm down and relaxed and safe, okay? A lot going on in the world, so got to take it one day at a time, people, all right? So what I love to do in this message is go through this commentary within the book of Numbers as well. This is an interview kind of format, flashback type of commentary, so we'll go through this, and then we'll close out with a prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. The title of this commentary is The Practical Priest, Jethro. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, together with Moses' sons and wife, came to him in the desert where he was camped near the mountain of God. The book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse 5. Here we go. Moses married a daughter of yours. Yes, one day my seven daughters told me some men had forced them away from the well. We have such trouble over water rights in Midian, but an Egyptian man stood up for them. I knew right away that he was the man for one of my daughters. You were a priest, but to the same God that Moses knew. To God as best I knew him. How can anyone know more about God than what God reveals of himself? But Moses returned one day with the flock, saying that Yahuwah had made himself known as the one true God in a burning bush. From that day on, it was no longer a matter of God as we best know him. It was a matter of serving either the God who makes himself known or serving the gods of our own conceiving. Has there been a high point in your walk with God? Moses brought the people to the same place where God had spoken to him. When I came to this mountain to visit, Moses told me all that the Lord had done. Then I knew that the Lord is greater than all the other gods. Even though I am not myself an Israelite, I offer sacrifice to God here at this mountain. I knew we were in the presence of the God who wants all men to know him. Cite an example of something Moses learned from you. When I first arrived, the people came to Moses from morning to evening with their disputes, small and great, and he judged every case. It was more than anyone can handle, deciding all day about rights and vows and insults. I told him he must first teach the people the laws of God and then appoint men, truthful and just, to make judicial decisions. They would bring to Moses only the most difficult cases that they themselves were unable to decide. Moses saw that my advice was good, so in my own small way, I taught Moses a better way to accomplish his goals. Will you go now with Moses and his people? No, it is back to Midian for me, to my flocks and daughters, and the life I know. But I'll be accompanied by the God I know, and I will pray only that in his perfect wisdom, he will show us more and more of his beauty. Amen. Back to the future. Are you growing in your understanding of who God is? Are you growing in your love for him? In what ways does your life show this to be true? What can you do to gain a deeper understanding of who God is? Why should you pursue a deeper understanding of God? Why does God want you to do so? Read Jethro's story. Read the rest of the story in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 11, all the way through chapter 4, verse 18. All right, so that is the commentary regarding the priest Jethro, okay? So it's always beautiful to get like a point of view, interview-like format to see how it was back in that time period with their experiences, encounters with God, amen, how we can apply it to our life to this day, okay? So it's very important to know him personally, people through encounters, interactions, because God wants to keep talking to us, showing us things, just interacting with us, man. We got to reciprocate, okay? Let's reciprocate with alignment, obedience, love, and faith, all right? So with that being said, that is the commentary read. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yes, most definitely the Most High God of heaven and earth. Yes, yes. He is the God of Adam, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Most definitely, y'all, the true creator, y'all. Yes, yes, his son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord. God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, ancient of days, the king, lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord is my portion. Most definitely, the Lord is my buckler, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower. Yes, the Lord is my sustainer, the sufficient one. Yes, yes, he definitely is our buckler, people. Most definitely gives that stability, y'all, most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. the sustained, the sufficient one. Yes, all of that, y'all. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha Yahusha Yeshua, Ahaya Shaya. Yes, yes, Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai. Yes, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercy. He's the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree most definitely. His time and due time and perfect timing. Yes, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most definitely, we know the Most High going to do it for us. With that outstretched arm, that mighty hand, that finger of God, we know it's he going to do it. Amen. He been doing it. He's saying yes to today and forevermore. The Lord changed not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Come on, people. Awesome creator from day one, from the jump, y'all. And forever he liked that. Come on now. Yes, yes. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace. Have to please him with faith, people. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Amen. Yes, praise him, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator. The righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. The word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehoshua Yahusha Yeshua, the word of El Shaddai, the word of Adonai. Yes, the word of the Almighty, true living God. Amen. We touch and agree. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. Y'all, his son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is awesome. He is worthy, worthy lamb. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new life, new beginnings, fresh starts, new seasons, new everything, new heart, heart of flesh, not a heart of stone, forgiveness, love, grace, mercy, steadfast, ability, strength, courage, faith, mustard seed faith, unmovable faith, unshakable faith. Come on, people. Got to get what you need from the Lord, y'all. Double portion everything, amen. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold everything. Come on, people. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it, all right? I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I just pray that you repent, get baptized, and get going for the Lord, to get busy and get diligent for him, amen. So there you have it, all right? What I love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.